Hey, BOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning. Still a bit of a chill in the air out there this morning. I guess more than a bit of a chill, huh, Chuck? It's 23 degrees, but
it's all right.
We will be chilling less throughout the day as we'll make it all the way to 61, which is about 15 degrees warmer than we had yesterday.
And then we look at temperatures in the mid-70s as soon as tomorrow. So, yeah, rapid warm-up is in store, and things are heating up, I guess you could say, as we look at our community calendar, live and local calendar, because we have our second United Way Community Partner Spotlight set to launch right now.
Yeah, we're excited to be joined by Itzia Aparicio of Cradle to Career Literacy, a United Way Community Partner. And we want to let you know that UnitedWayOfTheFlintHills.org is a website where you can get all the information on the fine work done by the United Way of the Flint Hills, and it is aplenty. And view all of the community partners and know exactly where your money goes when you donate to the United Way of the Flint Hills. And you can make a donation on their page, too, because we're right in the middle of the campaign fund drive here for the United Way of the Flint Hills. And that's why we like to spotlight our community partners and let you know all of the fine work that they are doing. And once again, we say hello to Itzia Aparicio with Cradle to Career Literacy. Itzia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm doing good.
Oh, no.
Well, thanks for plugging out with us here. We appreciate this, hanging in there. And we want to talk about Cradle to Career Literacy and exactly what you do. So basically, what happens at Cradle to Career Literacy, Itzia?
Well, we are a nonprofit, and we pretty much provide reading intervention for students that, you know, might need a little bit of additional help with their reading. I'm actually really excited to talk about something we're a little bit different that we're doing as well. But right now what we do is if either parents contact us or we have referrals from neuroeducational psychiatrists or hospitals of kiddos or students that have a learning difference, we work with the students. We set up a individualized plan for their reading. We look at their data. And then using structural literacy, we come up with a very targeted intervention plan to help them, you know, increase their reading and help them at school and stuff like that. And we're actually excited because we're providing now professional development for some schools. So I am very, very happy about that. There's only so many of us. And providing professional development at school is actually one of our dreams. It's been a dream for a while. And we're actually starting to do that. So I'm very happy with that.
So what does professional development exactly entail?
So what we're doing right now, we actually go into schools. And we during their professional development days, we provide an overview of the science of reading. We go over structural literacy. We talked about all the components of structural literacy. We help them look at their curriculums. And we kind of like, you know, help them look at their data and see how their curriculum is working and helping teachers understand a little bit more what structural literacy is and, you know, based on the science of reading. So reading is rocket science. I think I have talked to you guys about it before. It's very complex. There's a lot of components that go into reading. So we're happy that we get to talk to them about it and, you know, just kind of like help guide and go over all these components. So I'll give you an example of why it's so difficult. So for example, reading, if you think about the sound k, Chuck, tell me what letter comes to mind if you hear the sound k.
It would be a K.
Okay.
Yeah, but also the letter C makes the sound, right?
Right.
But also digraph CK. And so it's based on where you hear the sound, right? That we either use a K or a C, but then the letter C can also make the sound followed by certain letters. So English is, it is complex. So what we do is, you know, we talked about, we go first, introduce the sound, then we talked about sound to symbol correspondence, then we talked about syllable types, then we do all this while we're doing spelling, then we introduce morphology, which is the study of words and how the words are formed. I mean, reading is very complex. And it's a passion here at Cradle to Career. So we're happy to share knowledge and passion with teachers and, you know, with parents. I want to start doing little videos and sharing them in social media with parents so they can kind of do some exercises at home and learn more, you know, about reading and what it takes for their kiddos to read.
It's, you know, I guess the question comes up because, I remember correctly, there's a lot of focus from cradle to career, at least coming to us on dyslexia, but it sounds like you're going well beyond dyslexia here with just essentially basic reading and a literacy foundation as opposed to maybe one large slice of the pie. You're going through the whole pie right now.
Yes. So what we figure out is this. If we are able to use a structured literacy approach in the classroom, that will target everyone, dyslexic kiddos, but also kiddos that might not be dyslexic but have a learning difference. So if we are using a structured literacy approach in the classroom, that is going to be able to cover everyone that needs it. So we figure might as well start there, and that will help with the number of kiddos that will need help in the future.
And see, how many students can you, I guess, take during a certain period of time? Are you full right now? Do you have a waiting list? How does that work with Cradle to Career?
So we do have, right now, we do have a waiting list, which is why we moved to provide, you know, professional development and teacher training. We need to be very specialized to provide the services. So, one, it's to get the instructors is difficult, and our slots are very limited. So right now we do have a waiting list, unfortunately.
So go ahead.
Yeah. So one of the reasons I was so excited about teacher training is when I went to this teacher, to the school to provide professional development, they're able to see 300 students. I mean, can you imagine that? 300. We cannot see 300 students. So, I mean, this is one of the reasons that we're so excited about, you know, doing this. For example, I'm only able to see 20 students a week. Every student I see requires for me to evaluate what I'm teaching at the end of the session. I look at their data. How are they progressing? Maybe their intervention is not working. Is there something else that I can try? Are there one areas that are not, there are some areas that I need to reinforce? So when we do a one-on-one intervention, it's very, very individualized, and it takes a while for us to plan it, which is why we're not we're not capable of seeing as many students as we wanted to.
It's the obviously you mentioned here about the planning, the professional development here. What does that professional development look like as you're taking the models here to local and area educators?
So how it's looking right now is we have structured literacy. We split it in different components. So. On one day, we talked about the science of reading. Another day, maybe we target phonemic awareness. Another day, we'll talk about phonics. And another day, will be fluency. So we talk about it. We talk about the research. But then we also give them the tools to use the curriculum that they have already to implement and to make sure that we're following a structured literacy approach. You know, we get feedback. We go in with examples of how to do things in the classroom. And it's been wonderful. It's been incredibly rewarding. And we're loving it. I think the teachers are enjoying it. I am very, you know, excited to do this work. My goal, and I know this is going to sound kind of weird, but my goal is to have no need for Cradle to Career. That we are providing, you know, all the intervention and all the, that we're able to provide all the services our kiddos need in school, so there's no need for us.
Well, how has it been received by the teachers? I think I can glean from some of your answers pretty well, but have they really embraced this so far at SIA?
Yes, they have. And I've been extremely, very, very happy and very surprised, but it's been really positive. You know, right now with the dyslexia recommendations from the state, you know, we have to screen our kiddos. But once we have screened our kiddos and we know that we have students with dyslexia, now what, right? I think that's kind of like a lot of our teachers are like, okay, well, we know we have dyslexic students. What do we do now? So going over the science of reading, empowering our teachers, giving them those tools for them to understand how to do their job more effectively without having to do all this additional work. If we understand what we're teaching, we're able to do it more effectively without so much work. And for example, you know, I talked to one of the teachers. I said, we can have an amazing curriculum, but if we truly do not understand all that components, it may not be as effective. So, the response has been great. I'm really excited about the fact that they'll be able to service so many more students than I can. So that's been amazing. And I still love what I do. You know, I still work with my students. I have, I provide intervention sessions after school. I still do, we have some contracts with some school districts, so I also do it during the school day. And I mean, and that's wonderful. But being able to do it at a bigger scale, that's the goal.
Well, it sounds like the need is there, obviously.
Yes. Oh, Ron, that's not going to change. You know, and I think that's the sad part. I try not to look at statistics, but, you know, reading is directly correlated with how successful you're going to be in life. You know, like prison populations have so many, 70% of the prison population has some type of literacy issues. I mean, we have to work on this. This is very vital. And the United Way has been helping us for 9 years. They're amazing. We're able to do what we do because of all the help that we receive from them.
That was my question. How important is your partnership with the United Way of the Flint Hills, Itzia?
Oh, I mean, they're amazing. We are able to provide scholarships right now to a lot of our kiddos in the area so they can receive targeted intervention. You know, we have, for example, a student who, thanks to the United Way, was able to become, you know, a very good reader. He had phonemic awareness issues, so he was able to hear the sounds, but his brain was having a hard time processing those sounds. So we were able to give him a very targeted intervention plan, and his little eyes lit up the moment things started making sense. So just to see that, you know, to give this kiddo a chance in school and in life, it's amazing. And the funds that we get from the United Way, I mean, they're vital. I am so thankful for all the help we have received from them. And I'm excited for this year's campaign. I hope everybody pitch in a little bit and so we can continue with the great work we have been doing.
Well, folks, you just heard a great testimonial right there to where your dollars go and how you are helping serve many with your support of the United Way of the Flint Hills. Well, your passion is evident, and Itzia, thanks for toughing it out with us here this morning.
Thanks much.
We appreciate that, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You guys stay warm.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Yeah, that is Itzia Aparicio. Does great work. Mm-hmm. With Cradle to Career Literacy, a United Way of the Flint Hills community partner, and we'll be hearing many more stories like this from many community partners here in the next few weeks as we continue our United Way Community Partner Spotlights here on KVOE.
Looking forward to the one that we have next, which is on the schedule now, but as Ron mentioned, we're going to be filling this out for the next few weeks. Tuesday will be at 8:40 with United Way community partner, the LEAP program, Erin Blocker, who's been really vitally involved with that for close to a decade. She'll be giving us the update Tuesday morning at 8:40.
Thank you, Chuck. It is 8:56. Good morning.
Amazing savings can be had at Modern Air. It's a perfect time to order a new Lennox